Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Brave and the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Brave and the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Folks, I love love, or as the French call it, le bibliothèque. And I like to keep you up on all the latest trends in the world of love and dating and my sexy segment,
Romanceplaining with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome to the love den. First up on Romanceplaining, there's a new trend for folks who are already coupled up because reportedly non-monogamy is on the rise. Really sounds like that story was written by a guy who wants to have sex with other people. More breaking news from the same author. Studies show key to long life is butt stuff. I'm pretty sure my writers just wanted me to say the phrase butt stuff. No surprise, non-monogamy can be complicated. If you want to try it, you've got to set some ground rules from the beginning, like whether or not you and your partner want to listen to stories about each other's non-monogamous encounters. And I'm guessing that's harder on whoever's had the fewer encounters. Oh, so you and Raul made love right there on the beach? Well, I also did something pretty wild in public. I cried on a bench. Right over there, where I could see you and Raul the whole time. Next up, many singles are so busy that they are falling victim to something called only plans, where potential partners always make plans but never actually get together in person. Doesn't sound that bad to me. My idea of phone sex is getting a call that says that the dinner has been canceled. Ooh, let me tell you what I'm wearing tonight. A ketchup-stained hoodie, sweatpants, and mismatched socks. But for singles, this behavior can be troubling. Maybe the other person's busy, but only plans could be a sign that a potential partner is uncertain about whether they truly want to date anyone properly at all, aka hesitating. Or maybe they just want to spend time alone, a phenomenon experts call master dating. Next up, we're hearing about a post-breakup trend inspired by celebrities like Olivia Wilde and Kim Kardashian called 180 dating, where you rebound by starting a relationship with a younger, unexpected partner. Of course, this has been a trend for a long time with middle-aged men who call it, "Hey, kids, remember your au pair?" Wow. That struck an unexpected nerve. Someone has an au pair. The article that made up this trend says that 180 dating can help people feel rejuvenated and re-energized after a tough time. It's often about feeling silly, spirited, and sexy again. But if you're looking for a massive age difference to make you feel rejuvenated, re-energized, and silly, why not show up to your next party with Dick Van Dyke? At 97, that man can still sweep a chimney.
There you go.
Finally, if you feel like people are playing too many games, you'll be glad to learn about Bay Reeling, which is the rise of authentic and true self dating profiles where singles share unfiltered pictures, honest commentary, and play no games. That kind of honesty is refreshing. Instead of a profile pic of you with a tiger, just post one of you with Tony the Tiger. But there are many more new dating trends out there, and we know all about them because we made them up. For example, if non-monogamy isn't for you, try mumnogamy, where you can't date at all because no one is good enough for your mother. I sent her home, Brian. Only loose women wear corduroy. Zip, 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 zip. You know what that sound is. If you're looking to follow the latest celebrity dating trends, you should try Avatar 2-ing. That's when you wait 13 years to get back together with someone, and when you finally do, you're like, this is basically the same thing, except we're doing it in front of a whale. May AWA be with you. Finally, if you're not into 180 dating, you should try I-80 dating, which is when you go out with whoever you find on the off-ramp between Parsippany and Hackensack.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Poncho with Stephen Colbert. The Late Show will be back on February 13th with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Poncho, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. For more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcast.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.